جیے جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ دس شو از براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام ود مینی 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 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا. اف یو ہیونٹ ہرڈ آف سفاری کڈ, جسٹ گو اوور ٹو سفاری کڈ سی اے ڈاٹ کام اینڈ فائنڈ آؤٹ دی امیزنگ تھنگز دے کین ڈو فار یور چائلڈ. And of course, don't forget to like the Safari Quiz Show on Facebook. The only thing we post on Facebook is the pictures of the contestants, bonus questions, and information about upcoming shows. So we're not going to be pesky about it. So if you support the show, if you listen to the show regularly, please do support us on Facebook by liking us, Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. Now a note about our sponsors, without whom we wouldn't be able to give out our prizes. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA, a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area. With tax season coming up, he's the man to contact at 510-825-7563, 510-825-7563, or visit sanjeevcpa.com, that's sanjivcpa.com. If you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount on your fees right away. The Safari Quiz Show is also sponsored by Anil Ratnani of New York Life. If you're a parent like me, planning for your child's higher education must be a big priority. Anil Ratnani can provide you with creative ideas and strategies to use financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Important. Call Anil at 408-634-5020. 408-634-5020 to learn more, or visit www.anilratnani.com. ANILRATNANI.com. Okay, with that, let's meet our contestants today. They're all third graders, and some are back on the show, and we are really happy to have them back. And our first contestant is someone who's been on the show before. Her name is Jinaz. Welcome to the show, Jinaz.
Hi, my name is Jinaz. I'm 8 years old. I go to Warwick Elementary, and I like to color and draw.
Color and draw? What are there specific things you like to color and draw?
No, just regular things.
Anything?
Yeah.
Like flowers or Pokemon? Which one is it?
Flowers.
My daughter likes to draw Pokemon, which is why I asked. Wonderful. Welcome back to the show. Our next contestant is a new contestant, Sarvani. Welcome to the show, Sarvani.
Hi, my name is Sarvani. I'm 8 years old and I go to Forest Park.
Great.
And I like to do jump rope and play with my brother and watch movies with my family.
That's nice. What's the last movie you watched with them?
Star Wars.
Really? Which one? The first one, the last one? There are like 6 of them, right?
Yeah, I'm watching the fifth one.
Fifth one. So that is starting from when Anakin was a little kid, fifth one. So this is Empire Strikes Back?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That was a really good movie, but have you already finished seeing it? Then I won't tell you how it ends. Okay, great. Sarvani, welcome to the show. It's always great to have new contestants. Our next contestant is also a new contestant. Welcome to the show, Lakshay.
My name is Lakshay, and I am 8 years old, and I like to do karate.
Nice. What belt are you?
I have quit.
Oh, you had fun with it, though?
Yes.
Yeah? When you quit, what belt were you?
I was still on the second belt, and I was testing for the third.
Yeah? What happened? What made you quit?
This session was over.
Oh, okay. So you could at some point in time you might start again if you have the time, huh?
No.
No? What else will you do? What do you do for fun after school?
After school, nothing.
No, just hang around?
Yeah.
Do you like to read?
No.
No? Do you like to play video games?
Yes.
Do you play Minecraft?
No.
What do you play?
Xbox?
But yeah. What game on Xbox?
All the games.
Yeah, all the games. Is there any favorite?
Carnival games. And sports.
Sports, of course. What are good sports games on Xbox? Would you recommend one?
Track and field and soccer and boxing.
And boxing. I bet that's a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the show, Lakshay. So these are third graders. So our categories today are continents and oceans, third grade science, and my favorite, words ending with the letters A, S, H. So are you ready, guys?
Yes.
So we did a little practice Before the show started, I think everybody's got a hang of the buzzer, but let me just repeat the rules again for the benefit of our new contestants. As soon as you hear the question, any time while I'm saying the question, you can choose to buzz. However, once if you buzz while I'm saying the question, I won't continue. So you will have to answer based on what I already or what I just said, which is maybe just three words into the question. Okay? But you can wait till I finish the question and then buzz in. The person who buzzes has to answer the question. If they can't answer or have a wrong answer, they get -5. After that, the question passes. But if you get a passed question, don't worry. You can always say pass. If you don't know the answer, there's no penalty. Got it? And if nobody knows the answer, I'll just answer it. All right. I do have the answers. I haven't written them here, but I think they're all in my head. And of course, if they aren't, then I have my little phone with little Google here. Okay. Ready? First category, continents and oceans. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Janaz, can I have your buzzer? Working. Sarvani. And Lakshay. Yep, everybody's buzzers are working. And here is our first question. Continent, which has the South Pole. Which continent has the South Pole in it?
Antarctic.
Antarctica. Very good. 10 points to Janaz. Did everybody have to think about that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Question number two. How many oceans does the Earth have?
7.
That is not correct. -5 for Janaz. Question passes to Sarvani.
Pass.
Lakshay?
5.
5. Very good. 5 points to Lakshay. They're exactly right. In fact, there were only 4 for the longest time. 5 is actually a recent phenomenon. Now, we say we have 5 oceans. Okay, question number 3. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Which is the largest ocean? Go for it, Sarvani.
Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean. Very good. 10 points. Now, everybody has points. That's great. Okay, this is an interesting one. Name one country that falls in both Europe and Asia. Name one country that falls both in the continent of Europe and continent of Asia.
Asia? Oh, wait. Pass.
Question passes to Sarvani.
Pass. Russia.
Russia. Lakshya is a quiet kid who knows the answers but quietly getting ahead. Very good. 5 points. Buzz in first. I think you know the answers. Question number 5. Again, listen to this carefully. Which is the continent with the most population? Which is the continent with the most population?
Asia.
Asia. Very good. 10 points. Lakshay got over his nervousness and now he's going to rule the game. What do you say, Lakshay? Okay. Question number 6. Which, again, listen carefully. Which is the smallest continent by land mass?
Australia.
Australia. Very good. That was Sarvani. Wonderful. Okay. Question number 7. Algeria is the largest country in this continent. Algeria is the largest country in this continent. I'm going to give you an additional clue. This continent also has the country of Egypt in it.
Africa.
Africa. 10 points. Very good. Okay, listen to this again carefully. Question number 8. Which continent is bordered to the north by the Arctic Ocean, to the west by the Pacific Ocean, and to the east by the Atlantic Ocean?
South Ocean.
That's not correct. Continent. I want the name of a continent. -5 for Janaz. Question passes to Sarvani. Which continent is bordered to the north by the Arctic Ocean, to the west by the Pacific Ocean, and to the east by the Atlantic Ocean?
Pass.
Lakshay?
Asia.
That is not correct. -5 for Lakshay. And the answer is North America. We are right next to the Pacific Ocean here in the west. Atlantic Ocean is to our, that's where we have Atlantic City, remember? And Arctic Ocean is right on the top. That was North America. Okay. Question number 9, a little math question. What is the total number of continents and oceans together?
55.
Continents and oceans. No, you have a -10 now, total. Question passes to Sarvani. What is it?
12.
Very good. 5 points. You knew it too, Lakshay?
Yes.
Good. All right. Last question in our first category. You guys did really well. Question number 10. In our first category, into which ocean does the Ganges flow? Ganga. Or the Ganges. And the Brahmaputra. Into which ocean do the rivers in India flow?
Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean. 10 points. Very good. All right. We're coming to the end of our first category, and it's time for our listener question. Okay, here's the deal with the listener question for our new contestants today. You don't get to answer this question. We are going to, your turn will come when we're done with this category and we move on to the next one. Now it's time for our listeners. And the call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here is our first listener question. This is not open to our kids in the studio, so keep your hands out of away from your buzzers. In the category continents and oceans, our first question is, in which continent do most people speak Portuguese or Spanish? In which continent do most people speak Portuguese or Spanish? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Sabina. The answer is South America.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ragini, and my answer is South America.
Thank you, Ragini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Yash Bansal, and I think the answer is South America.
This is Yash B. Yash Bansal?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Shivam. And last caller for our first category. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and my answer is South America.
Okay, this is the second Isha. So, Isha, what's your surname?
Hansa.
H?
K.
K. Isha K. Got it. So, we have an Isha, and we have an Isha K. Thank you. And Isha K was the last caller for our first listener question. We're going to take a break when everybody is going to give me a cheer of Jieja Sawal Kieja. And after that, when we come back, we'll find out who won our first listener
question. Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I have third graders Jinna, Sarvani and Lakshay with me here in the studio today. And we've always already done with one category, which was continents and oceans. And the listener question for that category was, in which continent do most people speak Portuguese or Spanish? And everybody got it right. It was indeed, it is indeed South America. And from all the correct answers, Lakshay has picked the winner and he's going to announce it now. Go for it, Lakshay.
The winner of the first listener question is Anya.
Anya, all right. Congratulations, Anya. Here's what you have to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. And write your name, your age, your grade, some contact information for you, as well as the question and the answer, so that Ms. Anu can get your prize to you. Of course, the safariquizshow@gmail.com email is also the place that you write to us for anything related to the show. Whether you want to participate on the show, whether you want to give some feedback on the show, or you want to suggest categories for the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing. Jinas, how many points do you have?
-10.
-10, because Jinas took a lot of guesses. So you know what? I always commend people who guess, because this is after all a game and you should be brave enough to do that. What about Sarvani? How many points do you have?
I have 45 points.
45. And what about you, Lakshay?
I have 15.
15. It's still anybody's game. And Lakshay came back from behind, got over the shyness and buzzed. So that was wonderful. Sarvani, well done. But we're not over yet. We still have two more categories with a total of 20 questions. So this is anybody's game. Our second category today is third grade science. Third grade science. So let's see how everybody does. And remember, you have 5 seconds after you hit the buzzer to think about your answer. So use those 5 seconds if you're not sure. Ready for the category? Let's do a buzzer test. Jinas, your buzzer. What about you, Sarvani and Lakshay? Perfect. Everybody's buzzers is working. And let's go to our first question. What instrument do you use to see very small things in the lab?
Microscope.
Microscope. Zero now. She's out of her. Minus. That was Jinnah's. Question number two. What instrument does mom use to measure your temperature when you have a fever?
Thermometer.
Very good. 10 points to Jinnah's. Okay, listen to this carefully. When a caterpillar goes into its chrysalis, what is that stage in its life called? What is that stage in its life called? You know, when it's a baby, it's a larva. When it's in its chrysalis, it's a...
Pupa.
Very good. 10 points. Lakshya wants to be absolutely sure of the answer before he buzzes, and he gets it right. Very good. Question number four. What is the name for the process by which a seed grows into a plant? What do you call that process?
Germination.
Germination. 10 points to Lakshya again. Very good. Question number five. Listen to this carefully. The Earth does one of these around the sun every year.
Orbit.
No, that is, you know what? I would have to give her that. Though that was not the answer I was looking for. So yes, 10 points. Good job. I was looking for revolution. But you know what? It does do one orbit of the sun every year. Good job. Question number six. The amount of three-dimensional space an object occupies, length, breadth, and width, is called what? Together, the length, breadth, and width of an object, that means basically how much space it occupies in a thing occupies, it's called what? Okay, if I said multiply the area of an multiply the length, breadth, and width of an object to find this, what would you be finding?
The product.
No, that's not it. But then, you know what, that was a really good try. Yes, you would get a product, but I was asking about what is the amount of three-dimensional space an object occupies, and that's the volume. The volume, length times breadth times width is volume. Okay, question number seven. What is the force that stops you from sliding on the floor while you're walking? What makes you able to walk? What is the force that stops you from, you know, just when you're walking? Why aren't you just slipping all the time? What is that force called? Okay, you know how you slip on the ice, but you don't slip on the road? The ice has less what? No? No? Friction. It's friction. Friction. Okay. Listen to this carefully. You know that water has three states, because any thing in matter has three states. Give me an example of each of the three states of water.
Liquid, liquid, water, grape juice, apple juice.
No, that's not correct. I need one example of each of the three states of water. I need an example from the liquid state, from the solid state, and from the gas state. Wait, question passes to, you don't have to buzz. So if you know the answer, tell me. Lakshya.
Pass.
Jinnah, you don't have to buzz. Go ahead.
Water, ice, and water vapor.
You know what? I'll give that to you. It's steam, but yes, absolutely. Ice, river water, water, and this. Very good. 10 points. No, 5 points. Question number nine. When you arrive at a result after answering a scientific question, what is that called? When you answer a scientific question and you get a summary of results, what is that called? In you know, are you guys doing science fair this year? Or are you guys doing young author this year?
We did young author.
Oh, this was young author. But last year you must have done science fair, right? At the end, what do you get? At the end of your experiment, what do you get?
You get your results.
Yes, I said that, results. But what is that called scientifically? The summary of results is called what?
Scientific.
It's called... question passes to Lakshay. Any guesses?
No.
Jinnah's conclusion. A conclusion. Another science fair question. What do we call a scientific prediction that can be tested by doing an experiment? What do you start with when you say, I think ants like sugar more than cheese? What is that called? The first thing in a scientific experiment. When you say, I think...
Hypothesis.
Hypothesis. Very good. 10 points to Lakshay. Good job. All right. I wonder if that's Sabina already waiting for the listener question. All right. Good job, Sabina. I know you're one of our most loyal listeners and we really appreciate that. So let's go. So we've finished basically our category. So we're moving on to our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. This question is not for the kids in the studio. It's for the kids at home. So let's go to our second listener question. It's still in the category third grade science. The direction in which data changes, is called what? For instance, if we find out that college kids are wearing more jeans these days, some random thing that I picked out, what is that called? The direction in which data changes. It's not an easy question, so let's see how many people get it. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. Tell me, what's your answer?
To be honest, this is a really hard question.
It is.
I think it's an upward trend.
Okay, Sabina says it's an upward trend, all right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and I think the answer is trend.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on
Hi.
The air. Yes.
Isha, and the answer trend.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Soumya and I think
trend. What's your name?
Soumya.
Soumya. Welcome to the show, Soumya. And what's your answer?
Trend.
Thank you, Soumya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is trends.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is trend.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is upward trend.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Koina and the answer is trend.
What's your name?
Koina.
Koina. Lovely name. Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushi and I think
you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushi and I
think yes.
My name is Koina and the answer is trend.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your answer?
Koina.
Koina, lovely.
Oh, I'm next.
Thank you, Koina.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, turn the radio down and tell me your answer.
I think the answer is increasing and decreasing.
Yeah, thank you, Krishi.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore and the answer is trend.
Thank you, Ignore. And last caller for the second listener question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name's Adi, and I think the answer is trend.
What's your name again?
Adi.
Thank you, Adi. Adi was the last caller for our second round question. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Sarvani. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won the second listener question and also how the kids in the studio are doing. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Safari
Kieja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with Jinnah, Sarvani and Lakshay as they compete on our quiz. And they're doing really well. Our second category was third grade science. And before we go and see what their scores are like, we'll see who won our second listener question. The question was, the direction in which data changes is called what? And the answer is indeed trend. Not upward trend, just a trend. It could be downward too. And from the correct answers, Sarvani has picked the winner. Go ahead, Sarvani.
The winner for the second listener question is Isha.
Isha. All right. So Isha, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. My request to both Anya and Isha is that you please send us the email today itself. Don't wait till next week whenever it's convenient and things like that, because it makes it very hard for Miss Anu to get the prizes to you in time and to keep track of who won what prizes, because we give out prizes every week and we give out prizes to the kids in the studio. By the way, the prizes to the kids in the studio are much more than a listener question, and then you can really pit your brains against the people in the studio. So you're just competing with two other people and has plenty of opportunities to win. So all of you who are listening, we'd like to see you in the studio one day. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and tell us you want to participate, giving your grade and some more details. And Miss Anu will pair you with other kids in the same grade. Okay, so Isha was the winner of our second listener question. Now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jinaz, how many points do you have?
15.
Into the mic.
15.
15. Sarvani?
45.
45. Lakshay?
40.
This is really close. Are we going to have a tiebreaker? Let's see. Before that, we have to play our third round. And this one is going to be a lot of fun, because this is words ending with ash. Words ending with the letters A-S-H. A-S-H. Got it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Buzzers. Oh, let's do a buzzer check. We always do that. Janas. Sarvani. Lakshay. Yep, everybody's buzzers are working. Let's go to our first question. Itchy bumps on your skin.
Rash.
10 points to Sarvani. Question number two. The wrapper of a granola bar goes in the?
Trash.
Very good. Question number three. You use this to keep your breath smelling fresh.
Pass.
Minus five. Question passes to Sarvani.
Pass.
Guess, Lakshay, it's okay. What do you use to keep your breath smelling fresh? You gargle with it. Mouthwash. And it's tricky because it's not an ash, it's an osh sound. You use mouthwash to keep your breath smelling fresh. Okay, question number four. If two trains are traveling in the opposite direction on the same line, they are sure to?
Crash.
10 points. Very good. Part of the eye where you apply mascara. Part of the eye where you apply mascara. The girls have a slight advantage here. Come on, girls. You got to do this.
Eyelash.
Very good. Question number six. Another name for money.
Cash.
Very good. 10 points to Janas this time. Question number seven. Oof, we are really running through this category. Question number seven. A big cut. On your skin. Or anything, but maybe on your skin too. Remember, these are words ending with the letters A-S-H. A big cut. Do the adults know this one? Oh, yeah, Michael knows it. Anu, what about you? So this was not easy. But remember, it's words ending with A-S-H. The answer is gash. Question number eight. Part of the title of a popular Mario game. Remember, we're still looking for words ending with A-S-H. No? Really? You're such good kids. Okay, I'll even tell you the blank. Super Dash Brothers. No? Doesn't ring a bell? Super Smash Brothers. Question number nine. Zucchini is a form of ASH. What is it? Yeah, this one Miss Anu knows. So does Michael. Zucchini is a form of, what kind of vegetable is it? Okay, give you another clue for this one. When you step on a bug, you do this to it.
Squash.
10 points to Janash. It's a form of squash. Okay, last question in this round. When you jump into a swimming pool, you make a big... Who's that?
Splash.
That was Lakshay. Very good. 10 points. All right, we've come to the end of this round. Kids, don't count your points just yet. We're going to do it during the break because this is time for our third listener question. And this time, the winner will be picked by Janaz. But first, let's go and do the questions and give out the phone number first. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. A mixture of unrelated things. A mixture of unrelated things. Remember, we're still in the category words ending with A-S-H. Let's go to our first caller. Hi. This was not an easy one. So they're going to have a minute to think. Hi. You're on the air. Hello. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. All right. What was the question again?
A mixture of unrelated things. When something is a mixture of unrelated thing, you say it's a... No. Hi, you're on the air. I think this has flummoxed our listeners. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think answer is mash.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Soumya and I think the answer is mishmash.
This is Soumya?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Soumya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mihir and the answer is mishmash.
Hi, Mihir. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Reena, and my answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Reena. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is mishmash.
Mishmash. Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Ignore. The answer is mash.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Manreet.
Yes, Manreet.
And my answer is mash.
Thank you, Manreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sid, and my answer is...
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name
yes,
is...
Yes, turn
Sid,
the radio
my
down.
My answer is mishmash.
And what's your name again? Sid?
Yeah, Sid.
Sid. Okay, thank you, Sid. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina and I think the answer is clash.
Thank you, Sinchina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sahil and the answer is mash.
Thank you, Sahil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Tanisha. And last caller for our listener question today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is mishmash.
Thank you, Ashna. And that was our last caller for our last listener question of the day. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question and who won our contest in the studio. Jeja. Sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've reached the end of the episode, so now it's just time to find out the winners. First, the winner of our third listener question. The question was in the category words ending with A-S-H. And the last listener question was a mixture of unrelated things. The answer, I got plenty of different answers there. Clash, mash, mismatch sometimes. But the correct answer was mishmash, mishmash. I actually didn't think it was a real word, but I looked it up and it is. So mishmash is the word of the day. And the winner from all our correct answers was picked by Janaz, and she's going to announce it now.
The winner for the third listener question is Soumya.
Soumya, all right. Soumya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. I've already got an email from Anya, who was the winner of our first listener question. So good job, Anya. That's the kind of speed we'd like to see. So Isha and Soumya, please write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer so we know who you are exactly. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio did. They had fun with this last round and everybody got lots of points. So, Janaz, how many points do you have?
40.
Sarvani?
75.
Lakshay?
50.
Oh my goodness, that was a close game. Well done, Sarvani. Good job, everybody. With that, we come to the end of the show for today. The show was produced by Anu and Michael. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.